Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. We are so glad to welcome Anthony Scott back to Minnesota Reads. We've talked with him before about his books. He's got a brand new book out now. Anthony and various other editors and collaborators and family members. It's called Minnesota's Black Community in the 21st Century. Anthony Scott, good morning and thanks for being with us.
Well, good morning to you, and thanks so much for having me. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, and such good memories of the great town of Duluth.
Well, and you were just telling me about your three-year-old granddaughter who really needs to see the big ships coming into the harbor. So that's going to be a marvelous part of her summer, I hope.
Yes, we really look for, I really would like her to come to Duluth with me and see the big boats. Her reaction to see those big, because I know my reaction when I first saw them is, wow. So I think she would just love that. That would be so much fun.
She is three. She's the perfect age to be introduced to the wonders of being a boat nerd. I think that would be wonderful. You know, in addition to this book, you are the president of Minnesota's Black Community Project. It's a nonprofit that highlights and celebrates the accomplishments of Black people in Minnesota. You mentioned in the there's some information in the little blurb about the book that African Americans are just 5% of Minnesota's population, and yet there are so many people that are contributing in the arts, beauty and fashion, community service, education, entertainment, finance. The list just goes on and on and on. Talk a little bit about the book, and I'm also curious a little about how it relates to the project itself in terms of a nonprofit that's working with people.
Well, you know, the book is, you know, a continuation of the book I talked to you about during our last conversation, the Scott Collection, which is the publications that my dad self-produced in the 50s, 60s, and 70s about the Twin Cities Black community. And he always called those books a pictorial resume into the African-American communities in the state of Minnesota. And so our new book, oh, I can tell you, we've had just so many people that have helped us from our staff. My sister, Dr. Shonda L. Scott, a Harvard, Columbia professor at Oakland University in Michigan, Dr. Charles Crutchfield and his family, and our family, along with so many others in the state and city, Mr. Ted Hathaway at the Minneapolis Public Library Special Collections, really was kind of the spark for this. Many of the people at the libraries, the Sabathian Community Center, Tracy Bransford, an attorney, you know, they really helped us put this book together. And we really tried to follow the script of Dad. And that's to show the positivity and the contributions of the African Americans in the state of Minnesota.
I'm curious about, as you're working on these projects, are you producing the information, or as you're thinking about it, is your audience African Americans in Minnesota who maybe don't see themselves represented regularly, and certainly not in always in a positive light? We've talked so much on this program about what a difference it makes to see people who look like you standing in front of you as your teacher, hawking furniture polish on television, you know, whatever it might be, to see yourself reflected in all aspects of your community. So are you thinking about letting your community know, hey, look at all these cool people who are doing all this cool stuff? Or are you trying to appeal to a wider community and kind of educate a wider community? You know, you think you know who we are, but you don't.
Well, I think we're doing both. You know, I think it goes back to there's a wonderful family I grew up with. And one of the girls, Joyce Hughes, is a tenured professor at Northwestern University in Chicago. And as she talked about her journey and growing up here and becoming an attorney, one of the things she said her father taught her was, you can't be what you can't see. And so that's really what we think we're showing this to the community, to the youth. It's educational, but also we think we want to show this to the broader community, because we think that the reason my dad started the books and did it is he felt that our community was underrepresented in the national media, in the local media, to be told, you know, all the negative stories seem to come out, but there's not a counterbalance. And that's really what we're doing with this. And I'm so happy that we have so many people on board with what we're doing. And, you know, the national news now, as we see, it's just so concerning, these events. I saw someone on TV the other day that says, you know, we're in the pandemic. We're in this, and they're saying that the virus will not go away until the virus goes away. But I think it's just the opposite for racism. I think we, the people, can say when racism goes away. And this is what we're trying to, project this. We're trying to project that we all have a part of this and we all have a stake. We've decided that we're going to be the United States of America. And that's including everyone that chooses to come here and make a life for themselves.
I've heard a lot of folks say in various Minnesota media that for people of color, in particular African Americans, Minnesota nice is not Minnesota nice. And this isn't a very welcoming place for African Americans.
Well, you know, our current, you know, and I do not want to put down your profession at all, but the current media, you know, is becoming more of an opinion, as opposed to in the old days, I used to watch a show called Dragnet. And when Sergeant Joe Friday would go into the house, he would say, "Ma'am, just the facts."
Exactly.
Now, just the facts. And so these opinions, you know, I used to go to the grocery store with my mother. And there'd be all these news things on the racks, like National Enquirer and those kind of, you know, books, papers. I said, "Mom, look at the paper. Little green men seen walking down Nicollet Mall. Look at this, Mom, look at this."
That's so right there in print.
And my mom would say, "Oh, boy, that's much foolishness. Don't pay attention to that. That's not real." "But, Mom, it's in the paper." "Don't pay attention to that." But now National Enquirer breaks news. Now the blur to me is between what is the reality and just give us the facts. You know, the court of public opinion now is almost usurping the court of law. And it gets really blurred when you can see things now on TV, and you can see it, but by the time it's spun around, that's not really what you saw. You're told you saw something else.
Or in the opposite direction, and I'm agreeing with you, in the opposite direction,
sure.
You realize that somebody has selectively edited what you're seeing, so it looks as though this is a fact, when in reality, this is what you see when you see the whole thing, and it's a completely different situation. I'm really curious, Anthony.
Yeah.
I can imagine being so excited, working so hard on this book, all of these people participating in this book, working on the book, being excited and ready to launch the book. And now the book is coming out at this particular time in our history. How have your conversations about this book changed in the light of what we're going through right now? And do you think that our current situation is enhancing or detracting from the conversations that you'd like to be having about the book?
Well, I think it's going to spur the conversation. I mean, I really do. And I've been, hopefully this will make people, you know, really want to dive into, you know, the history of Minnesota, where we live. But we also want to spur thinking that you're going to really see how this fits into the context of the rest of the world. I mean, Minnesota is a state that historically has had low numbers of black people. And I hesitate to use words like minority or anything because I don't look at myself as any type of a minority. I look at myself as a man. I look at myself, I attained the education, I've worked 40 years, I've paid taxes. My wife paid taxes, so I'm not minority to anybody or anything in my mind. And I'm hoping that our book is going to spur our community to just think that we are as accomplished as anybody, that the old narratives or the stereotypes and all those things are just that. We are trying to counter that. And there's also a number of books, you know, that have been spurred in the Twin Cities through the Historical Society by Dr. Green, by Melvin Carter, by Frank White, who talks about the history of black baseball in Minnesota, which is just a fascinating book. And we think our book is a real contributor to almost like an encyclopedia to begin to know and give you a crash course on what our community is about, and that we are all in this together, and that this life and this environment requires all hands on deck. And we just want people to be, you know, on board. You know, one of our contributors to our nonprofit is a place called the Pollination Group. And what the Pollination Group does is they make a donation every day to a group that's trying to find the best in all people. And I think that was just such a fantastic thought, just to find the best in all people. And I think our small part is, you know, what we're trying to do is along those lines.
Anthony, I can't wait to get a link up to your book so that it'll be easy for folks to find. I'm going to see if I can find a link to the Pollination Group, as a matter of fact, too. Maybe we can spread a little bit of goodness in that way. And I can't thank you enough for taking some time to talk with us this morning. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and I look forward to coming to Duluth one day and sitting down and having coffee.
Let's do that, and make sure that granddaughter's along so we can show her the boats.
Okay, now, you're going to have to take care of her because she's
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
But that, you offered.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Year.
Oh, I guess I did, didn't I? Anthony Scott joins us this morning as our guest. He is the author, editor of a book with a number of other wonderful folks called Minnesota's Black Community in the 21st Century. He's also the president of Minnesota's Black Community Project, a nonprofit that highlights and celebrates the accomplishments of blacks in Minnesota. Minnesota Reads is produced at KUMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.